This is Dr. Rawlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation. Patient's last name is Tapa, T-H-A-P-A. First name Tara, T-A-R-A. Middle, T-E-V-I. Date of birth, July 27, 1971. Date of initial evaluation, December 31st, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Khade, K-H-A-D-E. The chief complaint, 53-year-old female complaint of chest pain. The HBI. The patient is a 53-year-old female who reported an episode of chest pain approximately 1 week prior to her initial evaluation of period. The pain was described as persistent, intense, and radiating to the back and left arm, period. She was seen at the emergency room and discharged, period. She had a second episode of chest pain lasting approximately 3 to 4 hours, period. Pain was associated with shortness of breath, period. She further reported chest pain worse with deep breathing. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Medication, Januvia 50 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin D3, 1 daily, meloxicam 7.5 milligrams, PRN. Allergies, cefotetan, family history, mother died of diabetes and chronic kidney disease, and brother died of diabetes, his sister had diabetes, the second brother had heart problems. Social history, patient reports rare alcohol but no cigarette smoking and no drug use, period. B. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had change in weight, musculoskeletal, she had pain involving the lower extremity, genitourinary, she has nocturia, neurologic, she has headaches and memory impairment. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance, EKG otherwise unremarkable. Correction, the review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Data review, EKG on December 31st, 2024 shows sinus rhythm 75 beats per minute, or T-wave inversion in the inferior lead period, ECG otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram on January 8, 2025 revealed normal left ventricular function, the ejection fraction 74%. There was evidence of a slightly thickened papillary muscle. The diastolic filling pattern with normal, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. IVC and pericardium otherwise noted to be normal, period. She was referred for coronary CT angio, period. This revealed no evidence of stenosis, period. The LAD demonstrated an FFR of 0.93. Left circumflex, no stenosis, FFR 0.98. Right coronary artery, again, no stenosis and FFR of 0.93, period. The CT angiogram revealed no significant stenosis. There was no evidence of pulmonary embolism, period. Aorta was noted to be normal size and without dissection, period. The lab work, sodium 140, potassium 4.1, chloride 108, bicarb 24, BUN 28, creatinine 0.6, BUN itself 10. The impression the patient is a 53-year-old female who reported chest pain and dyspnea, period. Cardiopulmonary workup revealed no evidence of pulmonary embolism, no evidence of aortic dissection, no evidence of coronary angiogram. She has normal left ventricular function on echocardiogram. She has trivial tricuspid regurgitation and trivial mitral regurgitation. Patient is felt to be clinically stable. Her chest pain is felt to be non-cardiac. The plan, I will be happy to see her again for routine follow-up in 1 year. Or PRN, signed Dr. Rowling.